It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. The 2024 Paris Summer Olympics are finally upon us. At 12:30 Central Time, which is 7:30 this evening in Paris, the opening ceremony will begin and the games of the 33rd Olympiad will commence. Therefore, we're trying to squeeze in one more interview with an athlete who will be attending the games. Rose Yeboah is a junior at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and will be representing Ghana in the high jump. My Illinois public media colleague Annalika Ochuba spoke with her last month. Before we listen, one note of cultural literacy. Annalika is herself Nigerian. In about 4 minutes, you'll hear her ask Yeboah, what gets you gingered up? In this case, ginger is a Nigerian colloquial term to describe getting excited or getting pumped. All right, let's roll tape.
Thank you so much for joining me today. So how did you end up as a student athlete at University of Illinois?
Oh, I was actually in University of Cape Coast, Ghana. That was where I was studying, and I got a scholarship here to study in U of I.
And so how did they find you? How did you get the scholarship?
Actually, my coach, Coach Petros, and Mr. Wisdom Low, who is the one who, brought me here, they are... he's friends with Coach Petros. They've been friends for like so many years. So it kind of, told Coach Petros that she has a high jumper and she's good and that. So that was where, they recruited me here to progress, continue my study.
How was that process of you coming over here from Ghana? And also, when did you start going to school here? Just this past semester, or were you here for the whole school year?
I was actually in my third year in my previous university, University of Cape Coast, Ghana. And I got transferred here. By then, I just had 3 year eligibility by So I've just completed one and it's left with 1 year. So hopefully by next year, May, I should be graduating.
So you just won the NCAA Division I Outdoor Championships in Oregon, which qualified you for the Olympic Games in Paris, which is absolutely awesome, by the way. Looking at, your whole highlights from your career, absolutely awesome and just jaw-dropping. So can you walk me through your record-breaking jump that day? What was going on in your mind as you were about to, take off?
Before any start of a competition, like a day before the competition, like I already picture everything in mind and I see it like I'm watching a television. So that day before the competition, I knew I was going to make it. I even told my assistant coach, Coach Sarah, that I am gonna make it because I had my 182 jump, I had it wrong on my first attempt. So I went to her to, figure it out what went wrong. I went and she told me, and I told her, there is still hope. I know I'm going to do it. So she motivated me, and that was what kept me going. And, the support alone is massive. Yeah.
You said the support from your coaches?
Oh yeah, I get a lot of support from them, like motivation and other stuff.
What do they say to you to kind of get you, kind of gingered up, ready to go?
Every day, let me say, anytime we are competing, they make sure they are right by our side, even though they don't really allow the coaches to, come close to the jumping pit, but then they find a way to, a way that we can communicate with them whenever things go wrong, whenever we jump and they had to, I mean, correct something that went wrong during the after the jump, yeah.
So how did your family react when they heard the news that you were going to the Olympics? And actually, can you tell me a little bit more about your family? Are they here? Are they still in Ghana?
Well, they were really happy. My family, they are in Ghana. They are in Kumasi, Ashanti. They are in the Ashanti region, Ghana. And they were really happy, of course. I told my brother, and I told him that I have qualified for the Paris Olympic. He said, oh yeah, he's really happy. He saw that on Facebook and other stuff. Like people were posting it, commenting on it and other stuff. He saw it on Facebook, online. And they were happy. They were really happy. Yeah.
You said they're still in Ghana. How did they feel when, you know, you're leaving your country to go to the other side of the world to go be an athlete?
They were happy in a sense that, I mean, if your child is able to, I mean, put up, I mean, engage in sports and they are supportive, they will push you harder. And my parents are really supportive. They are supportive in whatever I'm doing, my sports and other things. Because I know most of parents don't, I mean, like their athletes to, or their child to, I mean, engage in sports and other stuff. But for my parents, they make sure that my dream is being fulfilled. So they made everything possible for me to come here, even though it's not easy. I mean, staying far away from your child or your parents and other things.
All right, we need to take a short break. When we come back, more of Rosie Aboah, a University of Illinois student who's going to be representing Ghana in the high jump at the 2024 Paris Olympics. This is The 21st Show. Stay with us. This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Let's get back to my Illinois Public Media colleague, Analika Ochuba, and her interview with Rose Yeboah. During the fall and spring semesters, Rose is a University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign student, but this summer she's representing Ghana in the high jump at the 2024 Paris Games, which officially start in about an hour from now.
So tell me about your journey as a high jumper. What made you interested in the sport?
I was in junior high school in Fountain of Life International School in Tepa, in the Ashanti region, or in the Bunahafo region. So I was in this school and there was this competition coming on in Ghana. We call it like gala and other things, like, yeah, something like that. Inter-schools gala games and others.
Oh, so, like inter-house sports?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So there was one, I didn't really want to, I mean, engage myself in it. So there was this one man, like one teacher by name, he's Sir Daniel, who, I mean, motivated me, told me to come and participate. By then, they were practicing on the field, and I just went there to, I mean, just watch. So he saw me and said, looking at how I am, like I can jump, so I should come and try. So I told him I don't want to try because I was afraid by then. So they were even using just raw, there were no mats and other stuff. They were using like two stands and they placed like a stake on it. And we were just jumping on it raw. So that was where I started picking up. And from there, I got a chance to go with the districts, Tepa districts, go with them to like certain competitions in like certain districts and other stuff. So I from there, I just got a scholarship from a scholarship to Kumasi Girls by the help of Selumo. He is also in Tepa. I got a transfer to Kumasi Girls through him, and I went there and I got to know Madame Joyce, Madame Florence, and there was one master too by name, we used to call him Aban. So it all started from there, where I went to Kumasi Girls, and I went there with the sports. So Madame Joyce took me through this high jump stuff, and I wasn't really good. Like, I was just jumping raw. I wasn't really good. So she saw that, like, maybe if she introduced me to something new, I can become a better person in future. So she told me that she's gonna introduce me to a certain techniques, and she hopes that the way I am jumping raw, like, and I'm jumping high, if she introduced that technique to me, I'm gonna jump more higher. So she did, and even though I wasn't really perfect, but I was trying. So she teach me, and I'm also a quick learner. So she taught me that, and I caught up with it quickly, and I took it from there. I then started competing in the interzonals competition, inter-school competitions, and I was winning a lot of medals for the school and for myself. And even though it wasn't only high jump that I was doing when I was in the senior high school, I was doing multiple events when I was in senior high school. But then I came to realize that Madame Joyce one time told me that I should concentrate more on high jump, because it's an individual event, and it can really move me forward. So even though she told me that, but I was so interested in different games and different events. By then, I stick to her advice, and I got a national call up to represent my country in some certain competitions, both outside and both in the country as well. So that was where it all started from. And I competed in Morocco, African Games in Morocco, where I came first. And I think that was where, like, most coaches saw me. Yeah. So that's what happened.
Did you ever dream that you would be an Olympic athlete in your life?
Well, I would say yes. I would say no. I would say yes in the sense that even though I've dreamt of, qualifying for Olympic to represent my country, by then I would say no, because I know one day I will qualify for my country, but I wasn't expecting it like this sooner. Yeah, I wasn't really expecting it now, because I was just picking things up gradually, but I wasn't really expecting it though. Yeah.
How are you preparing for the games?
Well, I have another competition, so I'm still training with my coach here, and I have another competition, African Championships, which is coming on in Cameroon from the 21st to 26th, something there about. And from there, I will just go back to Ghana and continue my training, even though my coach will be sending out workouts in other sense for someone to, a different coach there to supervise me on that before they call for Olympic camp. Then I will just proceed to They can't.
Will you be thinking about anyone when you compete in Paris? Perhaps, you know, family members or maybe competition? Is there anyone that will be in the back of your mind that maybe the thought of this person will motivate you to work harder when you get there?
Actually, most of the times when I'm in competition, like, I just draw my mind back to where I'm coming from. So if I remember where I'm coming from and, like, I mean, what I've passed through, like, training styles, I mean, put up a best jump and get here, I don't really put, I just put my parents in mind that I just want to make them proud. So if I remember what I, like, my mother used to tell me that, Rose, you told me one day that you're going to make me proud. And here is the promise now. The promise has now come true. So they are always in my mind. I just want to make them proud and fulfill my promise I made to them. And even though I have already fulfilled one, by then I'm just looking up to, I mean, progress more.
That's awesome. And I'm sure they're very, very proud of you. I mean, this is insane what you have achieved.
Really proud of
me. I wanted to ask, if there are any differences, what are some differences that you may have noticed between training in the U.S. here and then training in Ghana?
Okay. Like, I find the facilities here, the equipment used in practicing is quite different, because here you get a lot of equipment in practicing. By then, in Ghana, it's really hard to, I mean, get those things in practicing. So I feel like being here has been the most, helped me to progress quickly. Because in Ghana, there are a little bit lack of facilities, and I feel like here is good. Yeah, I really like here more than Ghana, as in Patterson. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Rose. Congratulations and good luck.
Bye. Thank you.
And that was my Illinois Public Media colleague, Analika Ochuba, talking with Ghanaian high jumper and Olympian, Rose Yeboah.